In October late last year, a pact was formed by China State Shipbuilding Corporation, or CSSC, Sovereign Wealth Fund, China Investment Corporation, and Carnival Corporation to order 5 cruise ships from Shanghai by Gaoqiao. Fast forward to July 4th, CSSC launched a joint venture with top Italian shipyard, Fincantieri, for China's first domestically made cruise ship. This agreement states that the Chinese shipbuilder will own 60% of the joint venture through its subsidiary based in Hong Kong, with Fincantieri owning the rest. Each vessel will cost 5 billion yuan, have a capacity of about 5,000 people, and be produced at Shanghai Vigaoqiao Shipbuilding Company, a shipyard owned by CSSC. A Shanghai Vigaoqiao employee says that shipbuilding will start next year and will be handed over to the joint venture in 2021. The Chinese government had declared its desire to make technological breakthroughs in manufacturing cruise ships in a document called Made in China 2025 that was published in May 2015, the State Council urged the shipbuilding industry to achieve the goal in the next 10 years. Currently, domestic shipbuilders are seeing troubles from the economic downturns, but luckily, there is a beacon of hope. A CSSC employee says that the prospects for the cruise industry are hopeful as this cruise ship manufacturing business develops domestically and continues China's goal to become one of the world's leading cruise builders in upcoming years. Even though China's market is in its infancy, several cruise shipbuilders and operators are eager to sail in a new market. According to Shanghai International Cruise Economic Research Center, 4.5 million Chinese people are estimated to take cruises in 2020.